Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
We are up and running. I'm listening.
Are we rolling?
Now we are. I just started.
I
just turned it on, and Bonnie's in the middle.
I'm not doing me right.
Bonnie's in the middle of telling me about her greatness, how great she is. And
it's not that I'm so great. This is a rare glimpse into
what?
Because I would never say this on the podcast. You just happen to catch me
saying that you're
like
great.
Like, I'm always like, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Wait, hold on. Testing, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2, test. Go ahead.
Anyway, whatever. I'm just, I can sometimes occasionally write good jokes. See, I don't put those sometimes occasionally in when I'm just talking to you. I write good jokes.
You think you're the greatest lately.
No.
You really think you're the greatest.
No, I've had some good things happen, you know.
You're chewing on your, what are you chewing on? Your fingernail?
I've got a little tiny piece of potato in my mouth.
You got a fingernail in your mouth.
No, I don't.
Swallow it.
I don't. Please, Richard.
I can't fucking believe that we lost out to fucking Mark Maron and Obama went to Maron instead of us.
We were really close to getting Obama to be
people
our
don't know that
celebrity marriage counselor.
People don't fucking know that it was between us and Maron, and fuck, he went with Maron. I kind of knew he was. Who's that? Who's calling?
It's Lindsay. Never mind.
It's
my good friend Lindsay. My best friend. I have several. Can I just say this also?
What?
Not only is my career going pretty well, but I have friends. I've never had friends in my life.
They're not fucking...
No, they're real friends.
Lindsay's your only real friend.
Lindsay, Martini, Susie, Maria.
What about Marina?
Marina. Jesus. She's such a good friend that I don't... She's like... my better half.
Your friends stink.
I've got more than one friend named Maria. I've got a lot of friends named Maria, and they're all spelled differently.
It's really
kicking off as a wonderful summer.
I like Martini. I like Lindsay.
Anya. What about Anya?
She's okay. I like her. I like
She's
Marina.
She's a good friend.
She's a new friend. She's not a good friend.
Well, we've been texting
a lot.
Have
you scissored with her yet?
I scissor with all the girls before I count them as good friends.
If you don't scissor with them, they're not good friends.
Ew. I think, and I'm not kidding around.
What?
That when I was away in, where was I again?
Nebraska.
That a woman, she was young, volunteer there, very pretty, was trying to get me to hook up with her and her husband.
Fuck.
I swear to God, at one point, because I didn't really think about it. You know, she was sort of like hanging out with me.
Her husband
was not very attractive, and I didn't particularly like him, even just talking to him. But she was very, very attractive.
You're allowed to do that.
Oh, I'm allowed to hook up with a couple?
Uh-huh.
But not like a single dude.
No, but a couple you can.
Oh,
if you tell me about it.
Well, she started telling me about other people in the town that were swingers. She goes, they are swingers. Because we went to a house party, if you can believe it.
Oh, if I was there, I would have talked us into it. That would have been
If you were there, I doubt we would have been asked.
We would have been
asked. No, but you know what? I don't know for sure. Because it's like these are little tiny.
Oh, no.
Maybe, perhaps, misconstrued details. But we followed each other on Twitter.
Is she hot? I want to see what she looks like. What's the big deal if some girl eats your pussy? What's the big deal? Big deal? You're on the road, some broad.
It's, look, there's. It's a big deal for many reasons.
It's not a big deal.
It is.
It's not gay.
I mean, I don't even care about the gay part. The gay part I'm not even dealing with right now. I'm dealing with hair removal. And, you know. You know, you don't want to compete with a 22-year-old in the,
was
in
she
the
young?
Bedroom.
Was
yeah.
she young?
Stop touching yourself. You're gross.
Do you have nice tits?
Stop.
Was
I didn't.
Firm?
I don't know. I wasn't like. I didn't pay attention. I'm more of a face person.
What's her? What was
she
her,
had a nice face.
Do you think her husband? What was her husband like?
Kind of a dick. Non attractive. So he probably had a big dick.
Really? Cut.
Can you stop? Honestly, this is the. Is this the podcast? Do you think Obama? That's why he said no, because.
Well,
you're too gross.
I think he might have heard one of our gross bits. But, see, he's heard us on because I was told that he listens to us on Sirius Radio.
Yeah, he loves us.
He loves us.
He sent me a couple of emails.
He was going to.
Privately.
It was between us.
Through Hillary's BlackBerry.
It was between us and Marc Maron. And I knew because Maron's more political.
Can you stop this? It looks so, it's so stupid.
You don't believe it?
Rich, it's such a stupid bit. And it's not, like, if you're going to do a bit like this, you should make it funny.
I'm not doing a bit. Maybe you don't know. That's all right. Yeah, I know, because your problem is you're modest. You don't want people to know that we're in the running. I'll move on. But why don't you just accept it and say, hey,
because I'm Canadian, and that's not how we are.
That's why he wanted another reason he didn't want to do it. He wanted to be involved with a Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we find swingers in this town? Because then people would know. You can't do it in your own town.
Oh, the whole idea of it honestly grosses me out.
Come on, you're at someone's house and you go, here's
I don't want anyone to see. The only time I get naked anymore is if I'm going to get on the scale.
All right, here's the scenario.
I don't like the nudity.
Here's the scenario.
I've reached a new level in my life, which is all about, you know, I'm a person now. I'm not a woman anymore.
Here's the scenario.
What?
We're on the road. Me and you.
Uh-huh.
Then a good-looking couple says, hey, come to my house. We'll sit in the hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
So we get in the hot tub. I sit down. Then the wife sits to the right of me. You sit next to her, and her husband's on the outside next to you. And we're just in the hot tub, and all of a sudden you feel a hand touch your leg, and it's her husband. And he starts kind of like rubbing your pussy.
No, because you know why? I'm not like, there's no way...
What's the big... You're in a hot tub, what?
No, I would just have to call it out and make it awkward and then leave the area. I just... That's who I am. If you want to know the scenario where it would work for me? Do you want to know the scenario?
Yeah.
Over a few days, you make me laugh many times. And if you, like... If I did a show and then you took me aside and very specifically... Like, told me the things that you thought were funny about my acting, if I agreed with you, that would be much more, like,
Then you'd suck his
then neck? The old camel toe would start throbbing. That's...
So, we're sending...
Not just like, oh, I can't just be like, oh, I want to have... I don't have those feelings anymore just regularly. I don't be like, oh...
We're sitting in a hot tub.
Look at the bulge on that fella.
No, look, we're sitting in a hot tub. And he puts his hand on you. He goes, man, you are funny tonight. I love that one bit. We're sitting in a hot tub. He goes,
He'd have to do it without putting his hand.
But no, but, you know, it's just such a friendly
He'd have to
thing.
Create the sexual tension.
Friendly.
He'd have to create an amazing amount
friendly,
of sexual tension.
Friendly,
and then
friendly, friendly, hey... You were really funny. I can't.
You have to be like a little bit mean, but also like complimentary.
You know that fucking bit. I mean,
like it'd be like this. Like, you're really funny. You're an asshole, and
that's the kind of humor I love.
I don't know why. That's it has to be like it has to be both sides of it a little bit.
Okay, so
a little bit cutting, but also.
And he's in the hot tub doing all that.
You're talented. I'll give you that. Like, sort of
he's in the hot tub doing all that,
but he's not touching me. He can't be touching me. I can't. know for certain that he wants to have sex with me.
No.
Then I would work my wiles a little bit. But I would never make a move.
But then, and then...
And I'd have to say no then.
No, but...
A million times.
Already.
Doesn't it sound similar to how we got together?
His wife is jerking me off, I hate to tell you.
Oh, I mean, then somebody's giving me a roofie because that...
That's not part of my scenario. Already she's playing with my dick.
I would have to be in the middle of having sex with someone, and then the woman would have to come in where I couldn't stop it. Like, the sex was so crazy and hot.
Can't we just find a hot young couple and just experiment?
Yeah, we could find them, but guess what? They'll take a look at both of us and be like, gross.
No, they won't. No, they won't.
Thank you.
No.
If we want, we'd have to get somebody on our level, which wouldn't be fun.
No, we'll find somebody. I'm going to go on one of those swinger sites.
No, I'm not doing it.
Oh, we'll just have fun one night.
How are you going to get someone to come see my show? Like, it's so much work.
I'm going to take care of this.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
But also, like, here's the thing. If I was dating in today's climate, can you stop, honestly? Are you that disgusting?
What? Go ahead. In today's climate, it's hot as hell out. What are you saying?
In today's politically correct climate.
Yeah.
You know, this was my whole game, as you know, was to get sexual tension going, and then I'd say no like 75 times.
To who?
To whoever wanted to have sex with me. I had to like
You met me?
That's how it happened with us too.
No. The fuck out of here.
Yes.
It was never a no with us.
Yes. Yes, there was. Yes, there was. That's how good I am.
Person. There was never a no.
Yes.
The
yes,
second night I met you, I went down on you.
Yeah, but I said no the whole time. You don't remember? That's my thing.
Yeah, but you let me do it.
Yes, but that's the whole thing.
Okay, so you'll say no to...
I need it to be like a lot of no's, but most normal people now, they're taught the minute a girl says no, you gotta... I would not be able to get off nowadays. That's all I'm saying.
So in the hot tub, when you're saying no, but then he's rubbing your
Stop
leg.
With the... Can you honestly keep your hands above the table? It's so disgusting.
Well, I'm just trying to watch act you it like... I'm acting it
to
out.
To watch somebody just get like hot over some fucking stupid story. You're like a cartoon character. Like, you know, we're doing a fucking podcast.
Drink your coffee.
Stop.
Drink your coffee. You're crazy. You're crazy.
Oh, I'm sorry. If I was doing a podcast with somebody else and they started putting their hand down their pants,
down my pants. I would never do that.
You took your dick right out.
I did not. Really? That's what you're going to do? You're going to lie on our podcast. Now it's going to turn into that kind
I didn't
of
know
podcast.
You didn't want people to know that part. I mean, I didn't know that. So, sorry I brought it up.
We haven't played tennis in a while.
You're so fucking crazy. It's unbelievable.
I looked outside and I realized we haven't played tennis in a while.
Oh my God, look how dirty this was.
Do you miss tennis?
Yeah.
I was fucking good the last time we played. So, what can we talk about? Let me see.
Why continue on the conversation that we're having? No, go figure out something else.
Oh, no, I'd rather go back to the hot tub conversation. That was exciting.
No, you know why? You know why?
Because why?
Because you already came. Crazy. Yeah,
I came in the hot tub. I came in the hot tub. I go, let's go home now. Let's go home.
I'm not saying talk about sex. I'm just saying, like, before we met, there was, like...
What?
I was turned on in life. By things and people.
Everybody is turned on.
But then it's almost impossible.
You get turned on.
You can't have that kind of hotness in a marriage because I can't say no to you, first of all. And when I do say no, I actually mean it most of the time.
Well, I don't ask you to do things.
And I can't get the sexual tension going. That's the part of it. You can't get the sexual tension going. Because we both know if we want, like, we'll just be able to do it.
So this is what we'll do.
How can you build the sexual tension, that kind of like...
Friday night, we'll get a babysitter. We'll go to New York.
No, I'm not doing a sex club. I'm not doing that.
A club?
Whatever it is that you think that we're going to do, you're out of your mind. No. I would never.
Yeah,
would
now
never.
We got to go. We got to go to I don't know. We got to sell a TV show.
Oh, we're going to go Friday night to New York and sell a TV show?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get a babysitter then. Let's get a babysitter and get going and do that.
What's going on with our TV shows, our podcast show? Are they trying to sell it? Why are you looking outside? We're supposed to get a storm, you know.
Are you do you, are you sick? Are you sick? You have OCD, right?
No.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, really? You don't?
I don't have OCD.
How many times have you gotten out of the car after you parked it and then got back in and like moved it about a half an inch, maybe a quarter of an inch?
No.
Because you thought it was better that way.
I move it closer to the curb.
No, it never makes any difference.
Yes, it does.
Next time I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to show you the difference. It's negligible.
I get it closer to the curb. The closest to the curb you get your car, the least chance you have of somebody sideswiping it. That's all.
Yeah, but you're driving a car and then there's like huge vans and SUVs and stuff. Like, you, trust me, you don't come out into the street at all.
The closer you are to the curb.
Rich, do you really think that much is going to make a difference?
You know what? When a car sideswipes you, sometimes it gets you by an inch.
Okay. So you have OCD.
No, I don't. Because I move my car closer to the curb. That's OCD, or is that being
like,
safe?
Well, I don't know what you're... I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but...
I push my mirror in.
You obsess about things?
No, I just like to take care of things. What do I obsess about?
Lots of stuff. Like, if you bring something up, you obsess about it until you go and get it, or...
Yeah, so if I want something, I get it. It's good. That's a good quality in life. If you want something in life, go get it. Make it happen. I called that guy and said, re-edit that one part today. I didn't wait. So this is how it's got to be done.
Well,
I looked at
take
it.
Take over the
I'm not taking
directing.
Over. You just
no,
guys.
No, I mean,
made...
I'm not doing anything then.
Yes, you are. Just one part that
no,
you
I'm
guys.
No, I'm basically your secretary now.
No, you're not. You guys. No, you did the close-ups. You did all that, right? There was one mistake. That's all. Everybody makes mistakes. Or not even a mistake. You saw something different than me, and I made an executive decision to turn it around. That's all. So it wasn't a mistake. It was,
well, I didn't direct your special, and I don't think you should put my name on it. Because here's the thing.
What?
You didn't give me the material beforehand. I never got to look at it. I tried to give you notes as you were doing it a couple of times. You never did anything.
I like did everything
that.
You told me at the club?
Yeah.
Like what notes?
No.
Yeah?
I gave you some notes at the club that you were like, oh, I didn't do that bit. Or then the next show you didn't do the bit or whatever.
No,
so,
I did everything. I took out anything racial because I'm sick of everybody just crying about racism. I took out most of the crowd work. So it wasn't good crowd work, that show. All I did was talk to this lawyer. And
then you went
funny.
Through and you took out whatever you wanted. And then when I went through and took out the thing that I thought was a difference of opinion between us.
Yeah, what you took out for the right reasons because of pacing, but it doesn't set up. The joke, that's all. For pacing, it was good to take it out, but for setup, it wasn't. But that's besides the point. It looks good. People say it looks good. It's funny. The shots are good. Didn't you go over the shots with them? Close-ups and this and that? Didn't you do that?
Yeah.
Then that looks good.
I wonder what that's like. Big deal.
We directed it together, that's all. It's not a big deal.
Well, you can just put your name for director on it.
No. Directed by...
Are you going to call it Legend?
I don't know. I don't want to shoot any more stuff. I want to just finish it.
What?
Come here. You can talk. And
what do you want? You want my phone?
Yeah.
I don't know where it is.
Can you come give me a hug? You haven't hugged me in days.
Oh, no. Not the kiss thing. The hug thing.
What's that?
The creepy, remember in your
come
line.
Here, give me a kiss.
So creepy.
Come here, give me a kiss. You're so cute, come here. I'm gonna sign you up for golf.
No.
It's only gonna be for 4 days. You got a golf set?
No.
And you got golf outfits?
She wants to take tennis again.
Yeah, no, but she's gonna only do 4 days of golf. July 9th. I'm going to sign you up for 4 days. It's at from 9 in the morning to 11 a.m.
Oh, good, good. You try and get her out of the house by 9.
9 to 11 a.m.
That's 2 hours. No.
I'm going to go with you, though.
No.
Yes.
No.
Because you're so good at it. Remember how good you hit the ball?
I don't want to.
You wanted me to tell you the difference between golf and tennis? Here's the difference, and you'll like this. If you want to play golf, you can go play by yourself. You don't need somebody to play. If you want to play tennis, you have to have somebody else to play tennis. Do you understand that? So someday you might go, hey, I feel like playing golf today. No one's around. Guess what? I could play by myself. That's what golf is. I could play by myself. You can't do that with tennis.
Do you want to just say it one more time?
Okay. So with golf, Do you see what I'm saying? If you grow up in life with no friends, like because you have a bad personality or something, right? I'm just saying, if you do, if you end up having a bad personality, which
did you take after your dad?
Like I could tell that, you know, you're starting to, your personality's starting to be a little creepy. You know, you're starting to turn into a weirdo. Like, you don't talk, you just laugh. You're just turning into a weirdo. So weirdos get to play golf by themselves. That's all.
Tell your new joke that you...
Oh, I like that one.
You tell it.
No, come on, tell it. What the one about, what's it called?
The pretentious owl. Whom.
That's awesome.
The pretentious owl is whom. Did you write that yourself?
Yes.
That's a pretty good one because I'm going
to
use it.
Because I said something about whom, and she was, what does that mean? I go, it's like a pretentious way to say who. And then she came up with it.
Give me a kiss. For real. Come here.
Uh-oh, it's happening.
Quit being a mommy's girl. You're like a little mommy's girl. Little mommy's little baby love shortening. Hey, mommy's girl. Remember when the therapist on radio said sleep in your own bed? That same night, what happened? You came right into our bed. You didn't even listen to the therapist. Do you know what a therapist is? Help people. They help people. All right, so go.
I don't know, look around.
Give me a kiss before you leave.
No.
Come on. And I like that dress. Where'd you get that from?
I don't know.
Give me a kiss. Give me one. Ow. I got your last tag. Scram. Ew. And you're taking golf lesson.
No, I'm not.
It's not lessons. It's like a little camp. What? Why are you saying, oh, you make her take tennis?
I don't make her. She wants to.
No, she doesn't like it.
She likes it.
Do you like tennis?
See, she wants to go for another week.
They don't do any. Every year she's doing the same thing. Get her, at least go to a camp. There's got to be a camp, you know, like in town where they, you know, they go for like a week of camp. Or when I was a kid, we used to go to the playground. Every neighborhood had a playground. You go to the school. And they would have, you know, knock hockey and tetherball and softball. And we'd make lanterns. You know what those are?
They make what?
Lanterns, they're called, or lantern. They're not lanterns. They're those things, those necklaces that you put whistles on the end. Lanyards or something.
No idea.
Hold on. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
No, but this is the obsessive quality I see coming out where you're going to have to explain it. We could just move on to something interesting. Why don't we move on to something interesting?
Because people will make fun that I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, but Googling it isn't going to... Nobody's going to be like, oh, no, he knew. They're not going to... Rich.
Go ahead, talk.
I don't do that.
You don't talk?
No.
Why?
Because I don't have anything to say.
You do. You have stuff to say all the time. Pretend you give me a lecture on something.
No.
Why?
I don't want to.
Hold on.
Don't we have any reads?
No. What happened? We did real well.
See what happens?
What?
You do it and you sell out and you're in the same place. So you might as well not.
Someone sent me an idea, but I didn't really pay attention to it about promoting products or something. I don't know.
Oh, I'm glad you brought it up now. It's really helpful to me.
I forget what it was. It was a dumb idea. Everybody has an idea.
But
people would buy shirts. If we sold shirts.
Well, why don't you get on it? That's the kind of thing you like to do.
I don't like to do that.
Go anywhere and get some. Go online, make up some shirts.
Then you gotta.
Then you get them here, and then you send
gotta
them
mail
out.
Them. Then you gotta get another
PO box. Get Jessica to do it.
Then you gotta get a PO box where they send the money.
We had a PO box before, remember?
And I let it run out because we weren't getting any more stuff. What? Why did we have a PO box?
For the movie.
Oh, when we were getting stuff from people to be in the movie. Mm-hmm. It went into the top 10 on iTunes again because they let it.
Women aren't funny. Check it out if you haven't already.
They released it for 99 cents.
Yeah.
And I emailed the distributor. I go, hey, our movie's in the top 10 again, I noticed. She goes, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you we did another special. Aren't they supposed to tell us when they're going
to... Well, clearly she was supposed to because she forgot to do it. If she didn't have to tell us, she would have been like, yeah, it's in...
But wouldn't they have to ask our permission that, hey...
I don't fucking know. I don't know how any of it works.
Hey, we don't want to sell it for 99 cents.
But shouldn't we get another check at some point?
Well, yeah, we will. I mean...
Now we get to start banking it.
Amazon hasn't even only sent us 1/4 of what they owe us.
Oh, boom.
Boom. It was nothing. Their deal wasn't a lot.
So what? It's still money. It's still money that we get to have now.
Still got to pay taxes.
Oh, you and your taxes.
Oh. Okay. How do you spell it? Hold on.
I really don't know. And we got Sound Exchange checks.
Yeah, guess what I got.
What? How much?
Hold on.
Why aren't they playing you? Maybe you're too dirty. No.
You're going to play my new CD a lot.
But you won't get Sound Exchange on it.
I don't care.
I would rather have Sound... I would put it on for free and get Sound Exchange.
No, no.
Yeah, because I get like... Money. I've never done a CD. I don't know where they're getting the stuff from, and I still get money every quarter.
How much? It's every month. It's not every quarter now.
Oh, okay. Like $1,000.
You don't get $1,000
yeah,
every.
Yeah, go look, look. Go
you got
look.
$1,000 today.
Yeah.
From what?
From Sound Exchange.
But it says from what they played.
I never
look?
Looked at the details.
Well,
stop.
Look. I was just pushing my nutsack off my leg.
Come on, Rich.
Why don't you look?
I don't feel like it because it's nothing good. It's just embarrassing stuff that I did like 15 years ago.
No.
Probably.
Look it up. Get your phone. How would you get $1,000 a month and you don't even have a CD?
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why I got to make a CD and put it out there. And then I don't want to do the deal that you did because I want to make the money on Sound Exchange.
I'd rather do it. Sell it straight to Sirius because then they'll...
Well, they'll promote it, but I mean...
They'll play it more.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
You know.
Half of one,
six or one,
six
half dozen
of the other.
No, it's...
six of one, half of the other.
Six or one, half dozen the other.
Did you look up the...
No. The necklace?
Yeah.
Lanyards.
Why did you look? Why didn't you look it up?
Okay, I will.
I mean, you got. I don't get it. Oh, see, it's because you tried and you couldn't. You're so far off.
Oh, not watch. They're made out of different stitches. No. What do they call them?
Okay, forget it. Somebody will tweet it to you, and then you'll feel better about it.
You know, you used to make them at in school with the.
Remember when we started?
Four.
This was actually pretty fun.
And then
you got caught up in your lanyard necklaces.
No, that was only for like a minute. Now, you took like three or four vinyl strings and you did different stitches. There was the snake stitch, the cobra stitch.
What is this, NPR? Come on, let's move it along.
The lighthouse stitch, I think they called it. Come on, folks. What was that called?
Call in. The number's 969-1969. That's actually the number on SiriusXM. I remembered it.
Oh, so...
Well, what do you want to talk about? Okay, I'm going home to Canada.
When?
I want to go at the end of July. I got the dates set and the flight set, but I got to get your
go the week
approval.
I go to Utah.
When are you going?
The 24th and 25th.
I don't know if that works, but I'll see.
Why?
Because my sister might still be in Seattle then. She's going to Seattle.
Who?
Andrea. And that's really who I'm going to see. My mom and Andrea.
Oh. I thought we were going to California.
I really want to go.
In August.
I want to go. Yeah, that's
the
why
last
I go.
Week of August.
Yeah.
The last week, August
20th. I want to go do that too. you know.
I'm going to look that up, see what that cost in miles.
Oh, no. Just get the flight because I want to bump up miles to first class. Use miles to bump it up.
It'll cost too much money to fly to L.A. in August. I bet it's like $600 a piece. Something fucking ridiculous.
$600 sounds good, actually, compared to what I have to pay to go home. To Canada.
Then we got to get a hotel, rent a car.
Yeah, it's a vacation.
What are we going to go there for?
I don't know.
What are we going to go for?
You'll have to book us some sets and stuff.
Do some improv. Last time I was in town.
Do some improv. You mean do the improv?
Do the improv, yeah.
No, I thought you were suddenly like,
no,
I'm going to switch gears.
I am. I'm going over to UCB.
You should just start taking classes. That would be amazing.
Those improv, it's ridiculous because they're doing, it's basically sketch that they call improv.
Why? Because you think they have it all planned?
Yeah. They do it, you know, those groups.
Well, no, they must be pretty good at ad-libbing stuff.
They haven't done that
well,
in a while.
What about in movies where they, you know, all those improv guys are the ones they use for those, you know, Christopher Guest movies and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, but when's the last time those kind of movies, those people have been, you know, who are the last, you know, Catherine O'Hara, Eugene Levy,
all Canadians.
Fred Willard.
Mm-hmm.
All those people that did, you know, what do you call it?
SCTV.
You know, that and all those Waiting for Guffman type movies.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know.
You got it.
Best of Show.
Sure.
You know, those were all great. Second City.
No, I did a pilot with Christopher Guest. He cast me in an HBO pilot that never got picked up.
I know. You told me 442 times.
It's the best thing that ever happened to me and then the worst thing that ever happened to me.
So, but who does that kind of stuff now? Kristen Wiig?
Because he molested me.
Kristen Wiig?
Yeah.
Was she an improv
person? Yeah, I'm sure like all those SNL people.
Well, I don't think what Tina Fey was. I think she just came in as a writer from the beginning.
No, she was improv.
She was a writer.
She was the Chicago
City. Chicago City Limits.
Chicago City Limits.
Isn't that what it's called?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Chicago Limits. Chicago Second City.
Second City.
That's Chicago Second City.
She was in Second City.
Tina Fey?
Yes, she was a performer. But then she submitted as a writer to SNL and got it.
She had a crush on me.
Worked her way up. I know, I've heard this story, but go ahead and tell it again.
No, I'm sorry. No. I think she had a crush on me.
She said she was...
In Montreal.
She was scared to meet you, wasn't she?
She wanted to say hi, but she was nervous.
Yeah, because she saw you on TV and she was like, that guy's an asshole.
A lot of girls had crushes on me back then.
I met her at SNL once. I was with somebody, got introduced to her, and she was like,
"Who with Tom?"
Yeah, and she was like, this. "Hi."
No.
But to be fair to her, it was—I mean, she was the head writer. She probably had a lot to do, but it didn't feel good. It didn't feel good to be dismissed by her like that.
Didn't Ellen dismiss you?
Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah.
No, she was actually really nice. But nice and also, like, she gave me her card. This was before her talk show, and she was, like, looking for writers. And I'd been talking to her at the improv, and then she gave me your card. And then I was like, oh, thanks. No. She said, give me your number. So I gave her somebody else's card, and I crossed out their name and put my name and number on it. And then she looks at it, and then she goes, you gonna sit around waiting for me to call? I go, yeah. Uh-huh. And then she never called me. Then I saw her again because Martini had connection. Her father produced her show. So Martini and I went and saw her stand-up show and then went backstage and hung out. And I don't know. She remembered me from that, too.
Did she say why she never called?
No, but I was going to say something, but she was really like kind of in a bad mood, I think, because she had to do a meet and greet. Like, I've never had to do that. Have you ever had to do that? People were in a special room.
Yeah.
Where with like food.
Done a ton of them.
Okay. And then like, I guess people like Martini and I like were you know, Martini's dad got her the ticket. I don't know who the other people were. And she had to just, like, mingle and chit-chat. It would be my worst nightmare.
That's what we did on the O&A tour. They had meet and greets, but I wouldn't talk to anybody.
Like, just stand and chat and mingle with people? Oh, I mean, when I did the Johnny Carson Festival, we had to talk to a lot of regular people. And it was like, it's not that I don't like it. It's just I have a hard time.
Let's talk about the lesbian again.
I have like social anxiety disorder or something. So I like talking to comedians because I know I'm not going to get into trouble for the most part.
You just gave yourself
I have social anxiety. Well, okay, you know why? Because my father was actually diagnosed with it. And then when I looked up the symptoms, I felt like that's it. That's been my problem this whole time.
You could look up any symptom and you would have
that.
Look up
anything. Cancer, I don't have it.
You do.
Everyone has it in their body. Do you know that?
Yes.
And if you look hard enough, you'll find it. That's why you should never go get tested for anything ever. If you feel fine, just
never get tested.
Keep on trucking.
Never get a colonoscopy.
Never.
Always get one at 50. No. Always get a colonoscopy.
Don't get your. I've never had one of those.
That's real smart.
Yeah. No. I'm just.
I'm trying to persuade you not to have them.
Yeah. Then one day I'll just drop dead. You figure?
Yes. Then me and Raina will go out and get our RV and just drive around playing golf.
Oh my God, poor Raina. I gotta love her now. Well, I can. Give her a good base. Could you imagine later in life, my mother died, had no idea she had cancer. Just one day her hair fell out and she...
Your hair doesn't fall out unless you get chemo.
No, but maybe it does if you have it and you don't know it for a long time. I was just trying to think of some symptom. I don't know what the symptoms are.
Her eyes fell out.
And then I had to drive around in an RV with my crazy, neurotic, OCD father. Do you know how long it took him to park?
But I learned so much from him about life.
Oh, really? Do you think she's going to say that?
Yes. Yes, I learned.
You know what the thing is that when you're forcing people to, like, I don't know how to articulate this, but you don't like to just let, it's like, okay, I got it. You know how, have you ever been around people who want you to think they're smart?
Yeah, I live with one.
No, I don't. I don't care if people think I'm smart. I really don't. I don't have that. But I know people that, what, you think I do?
Go ahead.
No, I say stupid shit all the time. I don't care.
You try to, you use big words on purpose sometimes.
No, I don't. I just use whatever word comes out.
Titillate.
Yeah, but I don't like. I'm not overthinking it. Trust me.
Go ahead.
Okay. So you're like that, but not with like you. Well, you do want people to think you're smart, but that train has left the station. But you want like so much credit for everything that it's almost like doing the opposite for you.
Well, thank you for telling me what. Where did that come from? Like, you really out of nowhere? Hey, now it's time to attack.
I ran out
of things to say, so let's go after.
Well, you told me before.
Defect.
You said talk. Pretend I'm giving you a speech. This might be part of.
Okay, now
part of my.
It's a part of the podcast where we go after Richard's character defects that Bonnie makes up in her head. Okay, she decided she has social anxiety disorder. Okay, but you know why she says that? Because this way she doesn't have to deal with anybody, and I have to deal with them. Like,
yeah, but are you kidding me right now?
What do you mean?
You have so many things and craziness that I'm supposed to just accept, okay? But you won't.
But what craziness?
But the thing is like if it doesn't,
they're not
affect
a burden
you,
on you.
You think
my
that,
craziness isn't a burden on you in any way.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me? Your narcissism is not a burden
on
me?
I'm not a narcissist.
Oh my God, Rich, you are.
Don't throw labels and things on people that aren't true. Because why?
You have that thing where you think you're sick all the time.
No, a hypochondriac?
You're a hypochondriac.
No, I don't think I'm sick. I know when I'm sick. I know when I feel bad.
No. This is the thing with hypochondriacs. They get a little pain and they blow it out of proportion. Everybody walks around little pains all the time. That's why they won't believe that they're really not sick, because they're like, oh, but I really did have like a thing in my knee.
I had bad stomach problems. I have stomach problems.
Yeah, but it's probably because you have, what is it called again?
Hypochondria?
Yes, that you have the stomach problems. Because the hypochondria gives you anxiety. The anxiety hurts your stomach, and it's like a cycle that repeats itself.
They call that a vicious cycle. That's what they call it.
Okay, you have a vicious cycle. I'm diagnosing you with a vicious cycle right now.
A cycle that repeats itself. All right, there you go with your monkey mouth. Go ahead, put your tongue and stick your... You make a monkey mouth. It's like living with a monkey when you're... I don't know why you do that.
This is what you've characterized me today. A monkey that tries to get people to think that she's smart and gives speeches. That sounds like a fun monkey.
Mm. You stick out.
What? I'm scratching my tongue.
Were you working this weekend?
In New York.
So am I. Friday.
I'm not working Friday. Thank God.
You know, August 8th, we're doing the Ridgefield Playhouse. Oh, I got to tell you this story. The Ridgefield Playhouse.
So I have to be back by August 8th.
Yeah, we're doing it. It's a Saturday, August 8th.
Yeah, well, when I was saying my dates, you didn't say that.
For what?
Going home, going to Canada.
You didn't say August. You said July.
Well, and I wanted to go the day before the 30th.
Well, August 8th, we're doing...
Okay, so I'll have to be back.
Ridgefield Playhouse, me,
so
you,
I'll
and Florentine.
So I'll go Thursday through Thursday.
Me, you, and Florentine are at the Ridgefield Playhouse, August 8th.
Oh.
July 24th and 25th. I'm in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Ooh.
Salt Lake City, Utah at 50 Main.
What happened with Gary? Wasn't Gary going to do it with us?
No.
Not that I don't love Florentine, but...
No, so this other lady, okay, the lady at Ridgefield Playhouse,
mm-hmm.
who's so nice to us, Allison...
I would do a threesome with her.
No, are you a weirdo? You can't say that.
I just did it because I knew you'd be like... Well, she's cute, though. I mean, don't make it seem like she's not.
No, but you don't do it with business people that fucking you work for.
I would never do it.
Stop.
My life is not about that anymore.
Stop. So she turned me on to some other lady, called me about theaters. So she asked, you know, a price, give her a quote. So then I gave her for me and Florentine, and then me, you, and Florentine. So I think for me and Florentine, I said for a Friday night.
Excuse me.
Friday night for me and Florentine, I said 3,000.
Is this going to get better, this story?
I said 3,000 versus, you know, whatever. 50,
Why are you talking money?
Because I got to tell you what happened. And that's
But why couldn't you just say a certain amount?
Because it wouldn't make sense if I didn't tell you the money. I gave a low offer because it's the summer and a Friday. I said like $3,000 for both of us verse, and
what?
Then or $4,000 on a Saturday verse.
Right. I say versus.
So then she came back and said, "Oh, they made an offer, $1,000," and I wrote back to her. I go, I tried to call you because I wanted to talk and make sure that this offer of $1,000 for me and Jim Florentine, two national headliners with radio shows and top
podcasts. Oh, I'm not even included?
And this one, yeah, I just wrote it for this. Because definitely they weren't offering $1,000 for three people. So I said, for us who have top podcasts, are they offering us $1,000 to do a theater on a Friday?
Like to verse. Share?
Yeah, that's the guarantee.
Oh.
She wrote back, that's all they have. I go,
thank you, goodbye.
That's what I said. I said, thank you for trying. Pass. We pass. But I really wanted to say, how dare you insult me with this fucking offer?
Stop taking
insulting.
Business so personally.
That
it's
is
business.
Insulting.
Their business is to try to get shit for cheap, and your business is to try to get more money.
No, to make a good business, you try.
She
to
said
be
that's
real.
All we have. If she had more, she would have come back with a bigger offer.
No, the theater, okay, is trying. It's insulting that they would offer me and Florentine $1,000 on a Friday or Saturday.
I agree, but I mean...
So, no, it isn't. If they
it
said,
is, but you're not supposed to take business personally.
Yeah, it's
no,
me.
You're not supposed to. You're supposed to take business.
Well, it's insulting. No, it isn't. So if someone's said to you...
I would say no, thank you.
Yeah, but you would be insulted if someone came up to you.
People ask me to work for free all the time. For free.
Yeah, that's...
All the time. They go, there's networking opportunities.
whatever. I'm just saying, I said, thank you for trying, and I passed. But I was, I almost said, I almost said, aren't you embarrassed to send this offer?
No, she's not, because people, guess what? She doesn't know the difference between you and...
she does.
XXXO.
That's what she does. She books acts. Music acts.
Well, people
comics.
Must say yes sometimes to that amount.
Well, then no what then
if people say yes, then of course she's going to send it out again. Like, well, maybe.
Yeah, well, okay, that person that says yes is not going to sell tickets at a theater.
I don't know, whatever. Okay.
I'm saying it's insulting.
Okay, I agree it's insulting.
No, it is.
I agree. I there's no way I can win in this.
You don't have to win. I
agreed with you from the beginning that it's insulting, but all I was saying was, like, don't take it personally.
But it is personal, because it's me.
Okay.
If a club called you, say,
I'd just be thrilled right there. You can end the conversation.
If Banana's calling, said, hey, can you do a weekend for $300?
I would just say no.
But you wouldn't be insulted that they're saying that to Bonnie McFarlane, who's done so much in the business?
No, because I've been, like, I've already under the, you know, people squash me like a bug on a daily basis.
All right. Well, you don't stick up for yourself. I stick up for myself.
I would just write back and tell them what I wanted. And then if they said we can't do it, I would be like, okay, I pass. Exactly the way that you did it.
You wouldn't feel insulted?
I'd feel upset that I didn't get what I wanted, yes.
No, I'm not upset. I didn't get it. I'm insulted.
Well, I wish that I was farther along, that I could, I wish that I had more pull. Yeah, all that stuff. But unfortunately, you know, you got to like...
No, even where I'm at and Florentine's at, we're not at $500 a piece for a theater.
That's why you said no. But that's why you said no.
Yeah.
Okay. Agreed.
But what kind of agent? Why didn't she go back to them and say, you know, 2,000 versus whatever? You know?
I don't know. I don't know.
The summer's it's a fucking tough sell anyhow. The summer sucks for comedy. I'm home so much this summer. I'm working New York a lot.
That's unfortunate for me.
Like 4 or 5 weeks I'm home this whole summer. I mean, I'm kind of glad.
It's too bad.
Is it too bad?
Are you going to get really bad?
What's so bad about it?
This. All right. Let's wrap it up.
All right, what?
Can we wrap it up?
Yeah, we can wrap it up when you say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
For what?
Being mean.
You're
I'm
mean
terrible.
Every day.
I'm mean every day. What is it? What is it mostly that I'm mean? Is it the tone of voice or the actual things that I say?
Well, the tone doesn't bother me.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
You know what I didn't know there was going to be so much of in this marriage? Conversations about how much we hate the way the other person eats. I didn't know that's what marriage comes down to. Hating the other person eating.
I hate when you eat.
I hate when you eat.
I fucking hate it.
You're like
fucking...
standing at the fridge, you go like this.
You're so fucking loud.
You know what I hate most? When you shake your Metamucil.
It's Citracell.
Whatever, Rich.
It's Citracell. You got to shake it.
Yeah, but you shake it before you drink it every time.
Yeah, because it starts to rest at
the bottom.
So we're
just watching a movie, then it's like, oh, I know he's going to take a drink because shake, 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 shake. I don't know what it is about it.
Yeah.
It makes me want to punch you in the face. Yeah. Bad.
How about you eating your stupid seaweed snacks? How can you make those loud? They're as thin as rice paper, and you can hear it. I could, you know what? Sometimes she'll eat a seaweed snack, and
sometimes she'll eat a seaweed snack, like you are having a private conversation with the listeners. I'm right here. Talk to me.
Okay. Sometimes she'll eat a seaweed snack. And I'll be in my car all the way at 7-Eleven, and I can still hear her.
Really? Mm.
So fucking
hyperbole.
Really? That's your comeback? That's your comeback? Because you don't know how to eat. You're so loud. What the fuck? Was somebody like...
Oh, here we go. So I'm getting ready for something hacky, folks. What? What is it? Did you get, were you brought up by a cow chewing their cud? How about that one?
No.
How about a dog with a bone?
No, I'm just saying, what did you grow up eating? Rock candy?
So much better than I could have anticipated.
Like, I mean, really. Like, I might ban apples from this house.
As big as your teeth are, you eat. It sounds like you don't have any teeth at all when you eat. You're like,
my teeth aren't even fucking big. They're implant. Those are big. Those are big. Those are perfect.
No.
Why perfect. Would you say they're big? Because, oh, what are you, an O&A fan now?
Why would O&A people say your teeth are big?
My old
not?
Ones, they used to say.
Oh.
Not these, the other ones. Oh, my real teeth.
Oh, okay.
Get with the program.
I didn't know these were small. I mean, by comparison, maybe they are.
These aren't fucking big. I paid for these. I wouldn't buy big teeth. I wouldn't say, hey, give me extra large and teeth. These are perfect implants. Look.
Do you have to be disgusting?
I didn't do anything.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening.
No, tell us where you're performing this weekend.
New York Comedy Club.
How many shows?
Two shows.
Whoa.
Well, I'm going in to do the Greg Gutfeld show.
Whoa.
Then I'm doing two shows.
Whoa. Folks.
You know, I'm a regular on the Larry Wilmore show now.
Whoa. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Bonnie doing the talk show circuit, the round table circuit.
Minimize it.
I didn't minimize
no,
it. I just,
minimize it. Go ahead.
Who minimize? I just said, whoa, doing
yeah,
a round.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's not condescending.
No, that's.
Whoa. Look who's doing the round table circuit.
Look what I.
Whoa.
New end. Look at that. Bonnie Coulter.
All right, thanks for listening, everyone. No. Listen, I get it. I get it.
Congratulate. I thought it was a big deal, and you're the one who talked it down. I'm the one who
I
said,
have to, otherwise it's,
I won't get mad.
10 minutes later, you're crying about why you can't do it.
I don't know why. It's my fucking wheelhouse, but I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe, you know, whatever. God has a plan for everybody, you know. It's
oh,
God.
My God. You are desperate. You I'm are. Desperate. You believe in God now? This has something to do with your career?
God, no, your plan in life is already, your path is...
You think that's true?
You don't think it's true? You don't
no.
think your path has been fucking...
No.
Please.
No, it's 100% random.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Oh, don't be silly.
Oh, quit being so fucking, like I'm a scientist.
Because I use the word random? Oh my God. Oh. I'm so okay. super smart.
Oh, your path is planned, baby. It's your path in
Stop
life.
Being so Christian, man. Stop
being
that.
Christian. I'm
so
just
crazy.
You know, why are some people this, some people that? Because the path is there, baby. Just let go and let God.
Let go and let God. That's what you need to do.
That's what you do. Let go and let God. And you know what? Let thy will be done. God doesn't give you.
I got to go.
Can I tell you something? Can
no,
I tell you
because
something?
I don't.
Because you don't believe this. But God doesn't give you what you want. God gives you what you need.
Oh, brother.
Okay?
What yeah. do I, what? I don't, that doesn't even make sense yes, to me.
It doesn't make sense?
No.
Because you're, oh, I want this. That's not what God said.
God doesn't
for.
Give you anything.
God gives you what you need.
You give yourself stuff.
God gives you what you need. What
oh,
you
cancer?
Need.
Cancer? What if you got cancer? You go, oh, thanks God. I needed that.
There's a reason, maybe, you know.
Oh, what about if you're in an earthquake? Oh, thank you, God. As you're going down, I needed this!
Oh, fuck. You're so annoying. Where did you just fall?
Thank you, God.
You think in earthquakes everybody falls through the crack?
I know, but that's how I imagined it. For this particular thing. You can hear rain and singing. Okay, I gotta go.
No, wait.
No, come on.
Do
it's
some
like,
impressions.
It's not like a 2-hour thing.
We haven't even done 55 minutes.
Are you kidding me?
We did
me?
52 minutes.
Holy shit, this is awful.
Do an impression.
Talking to you. I just did a guy falling through the crash. Will we do more stuff?
Do a Irish person falling in an earthquake.
What do we get? Somebody in, you know, one of those Arab... One of them Arab countries, some lady gets stoned for her husband cheats on her, and she's the one who gets stoned to death. Would she stand there? Thank you, God.
That's a different God.
Thank you, Allah.
That's their God. They deal with their God.
Their God.
We deal with our God.
Oh, our God doesn't look down and be like, you know what, let me...
Sometimes gods intervene with other gods, but that's...
It's like,
between
hey,
gods.
Listen, Allah.
That's between gods.
I mean, this is a little weird.
That's between gods.
Well, so, yeah, what about you and the fucking...
Whoa.
Everybody giving everybody what they can handle.
Round table Rhonda got stumped.
I couldn't remember the saying. What is it? God doesn't give you more than you can handle.
Yeah. You never hear that one?
Oh, my God. That's all people say. It's somebody said it to me at the pool the other day. She was like, you know, I mean, it was the stupidest thing. It was like her, she had to sell her house. She just was busy. And she goes, well, God doesn't give you more than you can handle. It's like, really? God is like, you need to move? Woo! I mean, things are really...
I'm just saying.
You know, you get your bicycle, you're halfway out somewhere and your bicycle tire gets flat and you're like, ooh, well, God doesn't give you more than you can handle.
Well, he didn't give you two flats.
Yeah. I mean, then who knows?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know.
What about people who kill themselves? He's given them more than they can handle, clearly. Why would he do that? He's like, he's running on a false premise. No. His marketing team needs to reorganize.
There's
regroup,
a reason for
bullshit.
Everything. Sometimes
there's,
I mean,
not a reason
yes,
for everything.
Some people die, so
okay,
some can
I'm
going
to punch you in the face. What was the reason? There was no reason.
Because you're hostile, and you're angry.
Yeah, but
and
what
you're
is
godless.
It?
That's why. There's nothing wrong with that. That's how you believe.
I just don't believe. I just don't. You know what I don't believe?
What
honestly,
don't you believe?
I think it's fine to believe in God and have like comfort and. In religion and all that. But these little sayings that people live their life by, shit that they read on coffee cups, it drives me nuts.
Well, don't leave you.
It's like work hard, you know, hard work pays off. No, it fucking doesn't. A lot
yeah,
of
it
times
does.
It really doesn't. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't pay off financially. It'll pay off mentally, okay? It'll give you more self-esteem. It'll give you a sense of achievement. So, yeah, it does pay off, okay? It
oh, my off. God. You really... See, that one you defended heartily. You yeah. really believe that one.
That hard work does pay off in life. It doesn't have to pay off financially.
People who make it in life, so-called make it, they always say it's hard work, but it's not.
It is.
It's people work hard all the fucking time. You look out, you know, some rich fucking actress is like, well, the reason that I made it is because I'm very hardworking.
Well,
as a fucking guy is, you know, eight people are fucking redoing her backyard, you know, some laborers getting burnt to a crisp by the sun, and she's like, well, it was hard work. No, it's not. You're lucky. You got lucky. You were born.
Some people get lucky, but hard work in life.
Beautiful and whatever and this and that. You get lucky in life. Some people are more lucky.
Yeah, but that's not what they're saying. Hard work.
But that's not a good thing to say in terms of when you're talking about God.
Okay,
you don't
no.
go like, well.
No, hard work pays
off. Some people
off.
Get lucky.
Some people aren't allowed to use hard work pays off, and some people are. Hard work does pay off for a hard worker. That's all.
Rich, that is time takes time. That's right up there with it. Hard
yes.
work pays off for a hard worker?
Yes, you don't think it does pay off. It doesn't show.
I'm not saying
it doesn't
pay off. I'm just saying it's not the rule that people like to believe that it is.
It
may
it
or
is.
May not pay off, just
yes,
like anything.
You know
you
know
may or may
off?
Not get lucky
it
in
leads,
life.
What's the payoff? A payoff is money to you? Is that the payoff? It's got to be money?
No, I'm saying an easier life is the payoff.
How about carrying the message to your children that work and working hard is better than selling drugs in the
I'm
street?
I'm not saying it's not a good quality to have.
Yes, okay.
I'm saying that like the way that people look at it is if you work hard, you will become successful. And that is not necessarily true.
Success is not. Success lies within.
Okay, you remember that then. You remember.
It
I will bring
within.
That up to you
I,
when you start
within.
Getting crazy and weird.
Listen, I do get mad. I get mad. Okay, I'm successful. Guaranteed I'm successful. I've already succeeded. But I like to, what do you, I need to, what do you call it? why is the word slipping my mind? You know,
me a hint and I could help you maybe?
No, I'm successful, but I need to sustain that success. In the entertainment business, you could be on top one day and then next thing you know, boom.
Well, why don't you hard work at something else then?
I don't want to. I'm hard working at it. It's paying off. Listen, I create all the time, and that's my payoff at least. I know I'm creating. And when I work at places, I make people laugh. I did a place last night. It was a small club. 70 people? No, it was about 80 people. And I crushed. And it was my payoff and my hard work was I had a great show and people laughed. Okay, it wasn't in a theater. It wasn't in fucking some improv. It was a small restaurant that sat 80 people. And it was as much fun as you could have on stage. So, yeah, that's success, folks. August 8th, Bonnie, myself, and Jim Florentine at the Ridgefield Playhouse.
Hardest working folks in showbiz.
July 24th and 25th, I will be in Salt Lake City, Utah at 50 Main or 50, whatever. It's a new comedy club. I think it's called 50 Main or 50 West. Mm-hmm. 50 West it might be called. I think it's 50 West. Salt Lake City, July 24th and 25th. Anything else? Nah, that's pretty much it. And this Saturday, the Comedy Shop in Pompton Plains. This Saturday, Comedy Shop, Pompton Plains. We are going to go out and tear up the town and celebrate Bonnie's huge success.
Because of all my hard work.
All of your hard work. Yeah, right. Your hard work is paying off. So thank your lucky stars.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.